This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spill a bit to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
You hear that? That I am like a bird. I want to fly away. That's because I'm joined in the nest by the one and only regurgitation queen of the ballroom scene. She's a gag. She's gorgeous. She's funny. I just saw her in this Christmas show that was unbelievable. You love her. Top three, season 12. That bitch. We have Crystal Method here.
Hello, hello. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you came to the Christmas show. Wasn't I the most beautiful one there?
You were far and away. I mean, honestly, Brooklyn Heights is so ugly.
yeah.
and I didn't say this. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast. I'm Mono Agapian. If you like drag, follow us on Drag Her podcast and give us 5 stars on Apple reviews. Okay. Yes, you were the only gorgeous one there. Your two numbers were insane. I remember the one with, there's like a little person, a little elf on your crotch.
Yes, a bunch of reveals.
Bunch of reveals. That's all we'll say. There's reveals. There's reveals. There's so many. How hard was that to coordinate?
It wasn't too hard, but the first time I ever did it in front of people was the first time I actually did all the reveals.
Okay, so okay.
I definitely got better as the tour went on.
Okay, love it. I love it. It was hard. I mean, was this your first, like, big tour? Like,
with gosh, yeah.
With Candy and shit?
I did so much. Yeah, I've toured around the country with the likes of Alyssa Edwards and Shea Coulee and Kylie Sonique Love, and we're all best friends now and have a group chat.
I mean, what a dream! How about that video of you floating around where you read Alyssa? That video had a really fun moment on the gay internet.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. I can't even believe it popped off like it did. And I think in the moment, I wasn't even like in the video. I had just come out of the shower or something.
Yeah.
And I was just wanting to be included, so...
I love it. It's a goodie. It's such a funny thing. Can I also say, you're like an on time queen. Like, you're a put together prepared queen.
I am.
Facts. What is it like working with, you know, drag queens who traditionally aren't that?
I kind of like it because there was a day me and Alyssa got ready together. Uh-huh. And yeah, it was just fun. It's fun to see someone else's process because normally, for me, I can get ready in like dead silence, just staring at myself in the mirror like a crazy person, like trying to just look perfect. So I like it when there's other girls that like to they just get into it, act, jam out, listen to music. So.
And you were, I think I saw Alyssa post a picture of you, like you did her eye makeup one or a couple times or something.
Yes, it was such an honor. The first night that she joined the tour, I was like, oh my gosh, Alyssa, I want to paint you. Uh-huh. For one of these dates. And her first reaction was like, no.
We ain't going to do all that marble. We ain't going to do
all
that. And
so for 5 days, every day, I painted a little lighter. And I was like, look how pretty I am with this. until finally I painted light enough where she was like, you know what? Tomorrow's my last show. You can paint me.
That's really cute. That's really fucking cool. Is that show is done. It's not a winter. It's like you finished the dates.
It's over. It's done. But I'm doing another Marie and Peter tour. It's fun. In Canada. It's at the beginning of this year, but I'm terrible with my schedule and don't know where I am ever. So
work. As long as you're there, you know, wherever you are, there you are. What's the phrase? Is that a saying? Like
wherever. I think I heard that, but I don't know what it is.
Wherever
you go, there you are.
Wherever it be, there it T. I'm so glad to have you back. You're the best. That's it. Murray and Peter are trying to get back in a world that's closed. We're getting back in there. We're doing the thing. After doing these, because you had to do two huge numbers in this Murray and Peter show. After doing those, were you like, okay, I need to make my life easier on the road? Or did it make you want to like push farther?
A little bit of both. I've never, before Drag Race, I didn't do drag full time. Mm-hmm. So doing drag every day, figuring out the best way to pack it all up and keep your wig safe and like costumes clean, hairlines clean, you know, it was a lot to learn. But I definitely, that's why I love working with other girls, because I like just standing over people's shoulders and watching them do it.
I loved that secrets. Show. I gotta say, that show is one of the better drag shows I've seen, because everyone brought something so uniquely them. Like Brooklyn Heights really did do amazing numbers where that one number where she just sits in her dress.
Yeah.
And she's just like, just look at me sitting in my dress. I'm like, you better fucking work. And then the Grinch number from Shay, I dead.
Yeah, it's so good because all the girls get to have full creative control of their numbers. So. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And none of us like talk about what we're doing. It kind of just always ends up being really diverse and fun.
I love it. Heidi, everyone's amazing on that tour. Go watch those shows and go support Crystal Method. You'll have the dates posted on your Instagram.
Yes.
Okay, great. Promise. Any other Venmos or Cash Apps you want to plug before we jump in?
Oh, hi everyone. I have a Venmo. And a Cash App. Everything's Crystal Method. And I was thinking about making an Amazon wish list for my birthday this year. So that way I can just get so many gifts.
Yes. Do it. Ask the universe. Ask the universe for it.
April. So just follow me on Instagram. Get me to 1 million followers. And then I will get 1 million gifts.
Yes. You're very close. I mean, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen for you. gag work. I'm so excited. There's a million things to talk about. How are you enjoying season 14? Obviously. Your big sister is on the show. How has that been for you?
Yeah, my giant sister Diabetti is on. I'm Diabetica. So excited and happy for her. She did come over to my house to help get ready, and me and our other sister Lux pretty much did like 2/3 of the looks all of ourselves.
Oh, work. How much time, can you say how much time she had? Was it a couple weeks? Was it a month?
It was
quick.
Some weeks.
Okay,
not
some weeks.
A lot of weeks.
Not a lot of weeks. Okay, good to know. It's so crazy.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see, you know, what she does. I know I was so nervous doing the show, so I tried to pass along as much advice as I could to her, but we'll see.
What is your biggest piece of advice?
My biggest piece of advice was like, don't have any expectations ever. Mm-hmm. And don't try to be someone you're not, because you can't control the way they're like, people are going to perceive you. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it's easy for me when I'm just beloved. Everything I do, people live for.
God, people really fucking, I mean, you should start selling piss in a bag, because people will buy it.
People That'll will. Be my new fragrance.
You should call your fragrance Piss in a Bag. Like, honestly, people will gag. But I agree. And I was so happy to see her this episode. First of all, because it sucked seeing anyone go home so quickly when they prepared a giant package. But really, and we can get into it, she has a blast in this episode. And it was so fun to watch her just be like, oh, I'm back. And like, not like apologetically back. She's like, I'm back. I'm here. Let's go.
Yeah, Betty's back.
Yes. It's really exciting. And I'm fucking eating dragonflies off the fucking floor. Can we talk about how this is one of the most memorable moments in Drag Race history?
You know, I'm so proud of her, but I'm also so jealous, because when I was a little kid in Boy Scouts, I would eat bugs for money.
No, you didn't.
And I always wanted to do it on TV when they have those like little shows where kids would go on and do weird talents. So
sure, like Wild and Crazy Kids or some shit.
Betty
Wait,
Stewart
did you
proud.
Really do? Did you really eat a bug for a money?
When I was a kid at camp, people would form little circles around me and pay money to watch me eat things they found.
You better work. That is fucking, do you know, remember the weirdest thing you ate?
You know, like when lizards get scared and they lose their tail, they just leave the tail. Someone right, had like scared a lizard molt. And then I ate the tail.
Now, you're Still. Crazy. You're filled. I mean, it's very John Waters for you. Pure, utter garbage. So we're going to slide through this episode if VH1.com lets us. But we have the classic meeting of the queens. Love this. Two queen packs on the pride, on the prairies, on the lands. Love this moment. I love this moment.
I like seeing what the girls wear for this workroom meeting, you know, because I was in the first group. So I like put something on that I thought was so cute. And then it was like on TV for a second.
See, that to me is what's rude, that you have to bring an extra look. And I'm like, no, I don't want to burn a look for this.
Yeah, but I think everyone looks really good.
They look great, but I remember season 6 too. That's obviously the first time they did two groups meeting each other, and those queens, Ben de la Creme in particular, burn these gorgeous looks. Like Ben de la Creme's wearing like this black and white striped giant hat number. I'm like, you didn't get to wear that on the runway.
I know. Well, you never know. They're like, just come ready. You don't know. You might walk out on the runway or just walk in the workroom again.
Awful. Were you like, okay, I'm wearing one that's like, okay, I'm not going to wear my best shit for this one.
They tell you to bring like so many extra looks, you know, just for mini challenges and things. And so I tried to make sure all my extra looks were just semi strong on the better end of my drag. So
yeah,
I wasn't too worried. Although at the end I didn't have any more clothes left.
Yeah. Yeah, I could imagine. Did you have to borrow anything at any point?
You know, I was like, just there for so long because I was on every episode.
I'm just in the top three.
Let me think. The thing that pops to my mind of something I borrowed was for the ball challenge when it was like dripping in balls, and it was for my constructed look, and I wore one of Jan's wigs.
Oh, because
she saw me struggling trying to style this lavender wig, and she was like, I have so many lavender wigs, wear this one.
That's sweet. That's really sweet. I love that. Oh my gosh, she's also amazing on the Christmas show. My God, her voice.
So good. Standing ovation every night.
Every time. So Rue brings the girls back. I'm here for this, like, it kind of started with your season, this new trend where they're like, you get an extra week to stay here. You're not sending people home the very first week. I'm okay with this, especially when it's bringing back your sister.
Yeah.
Stressful.
I'm very thankful. It seemed a little unfair her first episode because there's a lot of comparing to me. And
that is true.
I could see how to the untrained eye that you would not be able to see the difference, but I don't think Betty and I look anything alike.
No, like I get to me, the most similar thing is like your lip makeup reminds and the eye makeup, like those things, two things remind me of like, oh, that looks like that. But that's like,
I take pride in that I influenced Betty to do a lot of black under her eyes. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like it's a kind of a family look, but this brings up a good point that like, the family legacy thing in Drag Race a lot of times is a curse, right? Where you're like, I'm Kahana Montrese. I'm, you know, like, and she's a great queen, but she immediately got compared to Coco. And then people were like, oh, but why can't you lip sync like Coco? I'm like, I don't know. Coco Montrese is one of the best lip syncers in the history of the show. I don't know. It can fuck people up a lot of times.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. She was our Dahlia.
She was your Dahlia. There we go.
Yeah.
So, thank God, and then thank God they're not going to make Daya wear a broccoli outfit the whole damn season.
I love that they brought Betty back for the chocolate.
Yes, yes. Can we talk about the chocolate, this chocolate gag, this golden ticket moment? Crystal, what? I don't think this is a great gimmick for the season. I'm a little
crazy. I like it because like it goes with their promo of like being Willy Wonka themed.
Yes.
But what's crazy to me is, are they really keeping hold of their chocolate bars? They're like not giving them back to production or anything. So is it actually the golden bar?
I roll.
I want to know.
I roll, Crystal Method. I roll. I mean, come on.
Keeping them.
Girl, no, they're not.
And they signed their names on them.
Sure, but they had come on a sleeve. Like, they're on, like, a paper sleeve. You could put anything inside a paper sleeve.
Okay.
I don't know. It feels convenient to me, and I think you're the kid believing in Santa, and I'm, like, the troubled child.
Yeah, I want to believe.
Yeah. And I'm, like, the troubled child from a broken home who's, like, Santa died in my chimney. Like the Gremlins. That's a little crazy to me. I think the gold foil thing is a little cruel to after you lose a lip sync, be forced to open up a chocolate bar. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think that they should lip sync and still go home, but then they open the candy bar behind the scenes and we don't find out till the next day if it was gold.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. And, you know, I can't say, you know, I also signed an NDA. I shouldn't be talking about this, but I also was partially involved in this season as a consulting producer.
Oh, wow. But congratulations.
Thank you, Diva. Thank you. But having said that, I just wrote ideas for them. Like wrote. Yeah. They didn't tell me a damn thing about what happened. I can say.
Was this your idea?
I pitched a rusical that was a Willy Wonka themed. I don't know if this is where this came from, but I was like, you should do RuPaul Charles and the Chocolate Factory.
And the Chocolate Factory.
I mean, it's right there. You know what I mean?
The wheel ain't broken.
I mean, you gotta put the wheel, to quote RuPaul. Yeah, the wheel ain't broken. I live for off the rocker RuPaul. I really did. I thought she was so funny.
And I love every moment.
To me, that's what makes her such an Emmy Award-winning host. Like, she's not a Jeff Probst who's, like, always trying to compose herself. She's like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to go wild.
Yeah, I can. It's just fun because you can see her having fun. And, you know, I love Ru. Me and her, we're lovers still.
I mean, you know. Come on, Eldebarge. You know all about that. You know all about that life.
Yeah, I feel a little jealousy from little Willow Pill trying to steal my man's attention away from me.
She's kind of moving in, girl. Like, but I will say this, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know what I mean? Like, you can't help, you know, if wondering eyes happen, you got to let it happen.
Yeah. Ru loves who he loves.
He loves who he loves. You know?
Yeah.
Very polyamorous fish. but I know what you mean. It's like you know what it's like. Ru is just like, I like this bit. We're gonna do this bit the whole season. And you know, it's nice. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's great to have a bit. It's great to know that if Ru comes in, I just need to flick my hair and I'm safe. You know?
Yeah, you just gotta show those tendrils. Oh my god. Okay
but
we're sewing.
In this sewing challenge,
talk to me.
This, when Carrie Colby is walking around in a little sheet, just like,
oh my god, like serving, she's the only one.
That is my favorite. That is my favorite thing. I'm obsessed with her.
I am too. I mean, I'm worried if she has to do sewing in the future because I think she got lucky in this challenge just being like, you're stunning. Your other looks were very stunning. But I mean, this was pretty crazy. This like Grey Gardens bath sheet.
Definitely. I was like, I know we're not there on the runway yet, but when I saw her walk out, I was like, no one that hot would wear that on their wedding.
Yeah, no, of course not. But do you think, I guess I didn't, I tried to, well, I only half watched Untucked and just whatever, honest tea. I didn't know how aware she was of how half cooked the garment was.
I think she's safe. And I think she probably, I don't think they really delved into it on Untucked. I feel like she knows it wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't.
She looks sexy in all her other stuff, so it's fine.
True. But she is feeling her oats Gia Gunn style, and we love that. Uh-huh. Let me feel my aunts.
That's the that Maddie was missing. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, and we have to talk about that too, because I have so many opinions on this, on the of it all. I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna share an opinion, and you tell me if you agree or not.
Okay.
Even when I'm like, this is so lame, but I use the word fierce. Okay, and even when I was like doing improv or you know, a lot of times I'm an improv teacher because I'm a basic bitch, and I would do an exercise where I'm like, you have to be fierce. You have to do something fierce. This exercise is called fierce scenes. What that means to me is like, anything can be fierce. It does not have to be queer to be fierce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Pierce Brosnan is fierce. Gordon Ramsay is fierce. Like, there needs to be a fierceness to her. And I think RuPaul could have said, hey, fierce. Think about what makes you fierce and bring that, as opposed to just saying,
my pussy is on fire. I think like, I feel like though that was the perfect like way to summarize it.
I mean, it's the funniest. It's the best
I think
TV.
It was perfect. Maybe it wasn't the best way to explain it to Maddie or our audience, but it hit for me.
It hit for me. It makes sense to me. I hope Maddie got it because in the edit they show Maddie wincing, you know, like, what? But yeah, there's a lot of ways to be fierce. And it's not just queerness. Like, honestly, you being, like, you hitting wigs on a table with a hammer, that is fierce.
Fierce, yeah. I am fierce in a way that's not pussy cunt, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's like, it's like, I know, right? That sounds like such a read. I mean, no, clearly, girl. no. But I mean, you have such a clear point of view, and maybe that's it. Like, Maddie, we want to see more of that point of view.
For sure.
Yeah.
Diva. But glad to see her on here. I've actually met Maddie before. Like, as you know, in Arkansas, really close. But maybe I'd heard that there was a straight drag queen, but I never thought about it, especially she was like not open to just saying it. So I had no clue.
You don't go around asking people, who do you fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless
I mean,
it's, are you going to fuck me?
That part. Yeah. Then it's like, we need to have a sit down. We need to have a quick one-to-one chit chat. Actually, just fill out this questionnaire. I actually have, there's 5 questions right there. And you can tell me right now. foreplay, yes or no?
I gave one of those to everyone on the cast.
You gotta know. I mean, you know all too well the way people create romances for you and then get obsessed with them in the Drag Race canon.
Yeah, it's sexy.
I'm sure you're still dealing with it.
You know, it's definitely the trickle is getting smaller, but it's still there.
Yeah.
And as long as it never stops flowing, I'll be happy.
There you go. Ooh, and speaking of trickles, silence. I feel like taking a break.
Oh, yeah. I'll tinkle.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go, visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp,
HELP.com/draghER. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/draghER50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability. And I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right. BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/draghER today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/draghER. Bring back my break. Oh, we're back. We're in the workroom. We're doing a ball. Can tell me, what is the vibe like when you got a ball episode? What is the energy like when you're like, okay, let's get this shit together? You had the ball.
Yes, I had the ball. Unconventional challenges. You've got the girls who kind of know how to sew, but want to make sure that they do an above average job so they don't go home. We have the girls that don't know how to sew that are just running around like a chicken with their head cut off, asking for help and gluing things on their head. Mm-hmm. For me, you sew,
or hot glow? Hot glow.
I do it all. Mama.
Okay, good.
I sew. I remember seeing Betty make a bunch of ruffles gave me like a flashback because I also had a lot of ruffles in my look. And I think it is kind of something in our little group where it's like, if we don't know what to do, it's like, just add a bunch of ruffles.
But can I say these are good ruffles? Like, because there's a wrong way to do a ruffle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, but when a ruffle is too loose.
Ruffles also take a lot of time. They take a lot of time. So it's like, in this kind of speedy situation, it's maybe not always the best.
Right? It's a mess. Oh, we should talk about Diabetica.
Diabetica is so funny.
It's so good. It's not a bad name at all. Like,
no.
Your sister, and I'm sure she already's on top of this, she needs some Diabetica merch.
Yeah, it's so funny. I feel like someone else was calling her diabetes too, or something. Someone was calling her diabetes.
Yes, I was like on a. That was on some. Maybe it was a pit stop or something.
Maybe it was.
Or someone was just like, so next, diabetes.
Yeah, all the Drag Race things kind of just fused together into one thing.
Girl,
in my mind.
Girl, which is a shame because I don't know what the pit stop is, but this is the only place we can. People are allowed to talk about
this
Drag
is
Race.
The only place that reviews the show that I've been able to find on the internet.
Okay, what else? Your sister eats a bug. We already talked about that.
Do you think cornbread is gonna see, I want to see the payment come through.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say. If Cornbread's about it, she would post a little Venmo receipt right now.
Because Cornbread won the first week, so she should have gotten that $5,000 already, I think.
Yeah, Actful. Can I also say, this is just my opinion. I didn't get to talk about this last week because there was so much talk of so many season 12 things. We didn't get to it. I did not enjoy the gold star gay conversation on last week's episode. I thought it was a little outdated for our queer community. How did you feel, Crystal?
I mean, I think it was more of a way to talk about Maddie than it was to like talk about
Gold
having
Star.
Sex with whose genitals and whatever. I think exactly. It was more about just like gauging everyone's, I don't
it
know.
Was just
I feel like
stoking
it was trying,
fires.
You know, it was trying to start a conversation. That, I think more than it was trying to do anything else.
Yeah, I think I'm just triggered by that. And I think as the queer community, obviously, I just think sometimes it can encourage gay men's bad behavior to be like, ew, pussy.
Yeah, and we already don't like those people. So I don't even think, you know, my mind doesn't go there.
Yeah. 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 So
I'm not like.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. I get it, but also.
Come on, guys. Just be bowed and be like, Maddie, we're talking about you. Maddie,
no,
come here.
No. Because you don't want to out anyone. Except that was the thing that got me. It's like, Maddie applied for the show as a straight man. So yes. Rue saying, you're a straight man, isn't outing him. If he just is.
He knows.
And also, I don't think you can be outed as straight, right?
No, you can't be. No, because that's the default. And I think he understands. He knows the game. If anything, he's playing the plot smart by being like, I don't want to talk about my straightness too much because when I talk about it too much, I go home.
Right.
You know what I mean? So let me like just kind of keep mum so I can then open up about it more and more and more and more.
For sure. I think Maddie's very smart about it.
Yeah. She knows what's up.
I like it. Yeah. And also, okay.
What?
Is Maddie the first straight, I guess maybe the first heterosexual, because wasn't Scaredy Cat on UK
she had yes, she claimed to be bisexual or have a girlfriend. But then on top of that, let's get into the history of the Drag Race. Ooh, Drag Race Britannica. Because, I mean, Tamisha Iman, Nicole Paige Brooks, and Miss Tyra Sanchez, a.k.a. King James, they all have children. Like,
yeah.
If you have made a child, who's to say what you're, if you are or are not heterosexual? Like, these are queens who have made
a child.
Because once you have a child,
you are heterosexual, period.
I'm just saying, I guess what I'm saying is the language is finite, and we're looking at it through a very narrow lens.
Yeah.
That's all. Is a flirtation happening between Lady Camden and is this a flirtation? What is this?
I don't think it's flirtation. I think that they just like have good energy to each other. Like for me, this reminds me of like me and Jada in that like Jada can like I'm more quiet. I don't need to talk every moment. It's like, but Jada's like a shark. If she stops talking, she can't breathe. And so she's like always going. And I like it because I just want to listen and laugh. So that's kind of what I see
that's
between
cute.
Lady Camden and Angeria.
I love Angeria. Very cute. I mean, has anyone ever put their hand up higher on their waist? I love Angeria. What were you going to say?
Well, the episode's kind of playing in the background, and so I'm kind of just seeing things. And as they're happening, I'm getting excited. But
get excited.
This moment where Orion is having this really, like, You know, we're like getting ready. We're in a hurry. I'm going to like reveal a little bit of something very deep and personal. Mm-hmm. And then Betty's like very concerned, but then also patting her bald head. So funny to me. Like, I want the gif. It's my new favorite reaction.
It's just like, oh, wow, like clapping the back of your head with makeup. Like, okay. Like,
still concerned, but also like, I have a deadline.
Right. Oh, this also happens with Carrie Colby and Cornbread, which they have a beautiful, intense moment where they're talking about their transness and coming out, and Cornbread's very emotional. And Carrie, of course, is like moved, but she's also like, oh no, I got to keep putting on my makeup.
She's like, oh no, I feel so bad.
Yeah, this was very moving. I mean, this is, Cornbread is, man, what a lovable queen.
Oh my gosh, so obsessed. So obsessed. And I can't even imagine leaving home at 16.
Oh my God.
That is wild.
I did not have the skill set to make it. Cornbread, I mean, let's talk about it. We're queer. We have trauma. We're so traumatized. I'm glad that the show makes it okay to talk about the shit, the baggage we have, as opposed to just forcing us to put the smile on for the main stage.
Yes, I agree.
It's complicated. But guess what? Guess where we are now? We're at the fucking main stage, girl. What about RuPaul's ruffle dress?
I did tweet RuPaul if I could borrow this dress already.
Yes. I have. You would look good in
this. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Would you wear it with a white wig or like something else?
I would probably wear something different, but I think this looks like, I think for her, everything looks great. Love it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. Her face is so good. Oh, she has her gorgeous plastic surgery friend from Bling Empire here. It's everything. It's everything. So let's chirp and burp. We have like a million looks to chirp and burp. Should we just like get into it?
Oh my gosh. Two balls,
which are very confusingly structured, I'll say.
Also, and they kept the girls in like first episode, second episode group still. And I kind of wish there would have been some like crossness, especially because then that would have given the chance for the girls to like go for the same materials and kind of intermingle a little more. And, you know,
I agree. They tend to do this where like there's like they try to make a little like pack versus pack thing happen with this. Sometimes they did it in season 6 where they're like, look, you picked your same team again. But my guess.
Yeah.
My guess is that they just gave 7 of the girls. You have these design prompts. You have these design prompts. Because is there, and maybe you know this, is there any way that everyone was all given the same prompts of bring something white, bring something red, bring something zebra, bring, you know what I mean? Because if
I feel like that would have been too many extra looks to make each girl bring.
Right. So did they like, they're like, well, we just know these 7 girls need to bring these looks and these 7 girls need to bring these looks.
Yeah, but see, it's because everyone got brought back, they already know that
you're right.
Staying.
They could have shaken it up.
They could have done it any way they wanted.
You're right.
That's just laziness.
It's just laziness. But no, it's to them.
Because Orion mentions like, I love you guys, even though I'm still trying to learn your guys' names. So I think I'm still trying to learn everyone's names. So like, I think it would be good for everyone to mingle.
Yeah, cross-pollinate. Get some shit stirred up. Have a fight.
I remember my third episode when Dahlia went home. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even had a conversation with her.
That sucks.
Or spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah, we need more of that. And we need to see you. Oh my God, when you come back to All Stars, will you ever do All Stars if they ask you? Will she?
I'll have to think on that one.
Okay. The children want to know.
For me, I haven't gotten to tour very much. And I also think the All Stars is kind of like a popularity contest. So I want to know more girls and I want to have more money and I want to look sexy and I want to win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good answer.
So I need more time for myself. So you want to... like, mentally, emotionally.
I love that you're such a rich, multidimensional person. But when I asked you if you want to be on All Stars, you said, I want to be sexy, popular, and win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. I mean, everyone knows the season 12 girls, you know, you guys are so amazingly talented, and you haven't been able to do that much yet.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able to do much if you don't count me like modeling for a Parisian fashion brand or like traveling across the world and like making the most money I've ever made in my life. But
see, Maddie, this is what you do, Maddie. This is how
Maddie,
you set your pussy.
This
is the pussy inferno RuPaul is looking for, because bitch, this is a great Chicago fire up in your pussy right now. I love it. I love this. Okay, let's chirp and burp these looks. We have our hide and chic ball. Zebra print resort is our first one up. We have Alyssa Hunter giving, zebra lady.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What is resort wear?
See, okay, this is why
I don't know if some of these girls know. For
what?
Me, something I would wear to a resort is not like, some of these girls are wearing like sports wear.
Yes. Like, okay, resort wear is a trap. It is a trap. It is a joke. Who is rich enough to have clothes for the resort? Like, I think just like a lot of haute couture, it's a made-up fantasy. It's not real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's vacation like vacation vibes.
Exactly. I don't know what resort wear is, because sometimes it's like a bathing suit and sometimes it's not. It is totally made up.
Okay, but here's my thing. So for Alyssa Hunter's look, she's wearing like a beanie and ski goggles, but she's holding a jockey whip. So I'm like, is it cold because your legs wouldn't be out like that?
And yes.
There's no, I don't understand it. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening either, Diva.
But I love her face.
I do love her face. I kind of like the hair. If I had to pick, I would probably chirp this. I don't hate it. I don't get what's going on, but I like the mixture of things happening together. So I would chirp it.
Chirp and burp? Is that?
Yeah, if you like it, you chirp it. If you don't like it so much, you have to burp it.
Okay. Well, I'll chirp it then.
Okay.
Since we don't know what it is, but we like it.
Yeah, I mean the it's pleasing to the eye, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't know what it is, you know, kind of, yeah, which, you know, like a dick in the dark. You're like, I don't know what's going on, but I like what's happening. Okay, Bosco.
Oh my gosh.
Look at Bosco giving you this alien zebra moment.
Again,
she loves horns.
Like, I like it. It's like her. It's like zebra entrance look.
But what is the resort?
But also, I'm like, it's like an alien spaceship resort.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very Futurama resort. I like it. I have to chirp it, even though I don't understand exactly what's happening. And I don't know if I would wear a corset to a resort.
I like it too. I'm going to chirp it, but I don't want the jacket. I don't want the jacket.
No,
thanks. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's great. Fuck the jacket. Also, like, anytime you take a jacket somewhere, you're like, what do I do with this now?
I want it to be a zebra print jacket then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Messy. But Willow Pill. Okay.
Willow Pill? I think she is so smart for choosing this colored zebra print that I would have never thought of.
Yes, I mean, it is awesome. And see, there's like a pastel up top. There's an orange zebra print. There's a chunky orange belt. Wow.
And I like that she said she chose this kind of silhouette because she was like, I'm just going to give it a character. So she had an idea. She knew what she was doing. It's cute.
It's 80s the right way. It's 80s, but it's not relying on nostalgia. There's something fresh here.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's a chirp. It's really cute. Good work, bitch. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Next, Carrie Colby. Chirp, chirp, chirp. What do you think about this?
Okay.
The zebra pink.
When I was watching this, I was like, And I gasped. And then my boyfriend was like, ew, those pink leggings. And I was like, no, that's my favorite part. I think it's so cute.
I like
and
it.
I think the hair is so fun for zebra print. But the hat is nonsensical to me and I want it off.
Yeah, the hat should be murdered. The hat
I guess
should
it's
be
resort.
True
She's like, it's daytime. She's shielding herself from the sun.
But she wants her son to get some vitamin, her hair to get some vitamin D too. So she's like, don't, not too much.
On the scalp.
Yeah, yes. I can't reach my power vibrations if I don't get D in the hair.
But I love it. Chirpy, chirp, chirp.
It's pretty weird, but I would still chirp it because I like the overall shape and vibe.
Yeah.
Cornbread giving a little bit safaris with the canteen.
Going to the safari with her little water bottle.
Come on. Come on, Eliza Thornberry.
Yeah. I'm obsessed that she's going out in the wilderness, but also still wearing those that huge necklace.
Yeah.
I really like it. For me, it's just missing some height maybe on the head. So like
the hair is
maybe
a
like
bit
some
small.
Kind of updo or a little cute pony or a hat. Something.
It is missing a little something. I do want the hat. Yeah, a hat or more bigger hair. It's a little too smooth because everything else about it is so, you know, outback wildess. You're going to tell me you're wearing that coiffed mate? No.
But I do like it. And I like it's the nude zebra print, like brown.
Yeah.
Nude and brown. Not necessarily. It's not all the way black. It doesn't look.
It is a light. It might be a merp for me. It might be right in the middle, like, meep. I'm going to merp it. Just like, meep. That's me.
I'm going to chirp it, but I like animal prints. So, yeah. You know what I mean? It's not hard to be bad. There's a lot of the red, white, and blues that I think I'm not going to like.
Oh, let me ask you this question as before we go on. Like, which one of these two balls would you rather be in? I'm guessing it's the animal print one.
It's the animal print.
Yeah, me too.
I had to do red, white, and blue for my promo, and I was like, that was difficult.
You look so good, because I have to say, when Daya did Red, White, and Blue, I thought of your promo.
Yeah, I was like, promo was so hard.
Yeah.
Red, White, and Blue, it's just going to look tacky. But I feel like with they're making it themselves, it's supposed to be a little tacky.
You did it, though.
Anyway,
with the fucking
Orion's
pearls
up.
In your hair. I just want to say, the pearls in that wig on your promo look.
Pearls everywhere.
You better fucking
oh my gosh,
choke
a fun,
me out and put
a fun
me in the gutter,
fact about
bitch.
My pearl look when...
Oh, please.
No, when Betty goes on, I'll show you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gag. I love that. Okay. Orion Story giving Heather's zebra golfer a little bit.
Except the Heathers didn't play golf.
They sure didn't. They sure didn't. It's not the best. It's not the worst.
It should have more zebra print on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would, there's parts of it I really like. I like these weird little puma heels.
The shoes are really cute, but yeah. I think, I don't know, with a zebra print challenge, I feel like you got to go, some of the girls haven't been using enough zebra print.
Agree. Oh,
okay, this
I'm
is
gonna
a burp.
Burp it. It's a burp. It's a burp. I lied. It's a burp.
I'm going to burp.
It's a burp because the top is a little too simple and such. June Jambalaya.
This is a chirp. June is a chirp.
This is very chirpy. This is very, I'm a housewife. And give me my money right now. Run me my money, bitch.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I mean, and
I'm like,
lining.
She looks like she's going on vacation, I believe, every moment. And
see,
Michelle Mays said that she didn't like the hair. And I was like, what are you even complaining about?
Yeah, this
to
me was correct. And I mean, red with zebra, that's just a classic. It's going to work almost every time.
Yeah. And is she the only one that did that?
I think Bosco had a little bit of red in the gig. A little bit of red.
Oh,
in the,
she
in
had
the
it
coat.
On her coat, but yeah. It wasn't as good a coat.
Yeah. Work. Actually, I got to hold on. Silence, Crystal. I'm sorry. We have to take another break. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo-cachoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin'. That's right. Earnin' will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or $750 buckarooskies per pay period, All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security, plus peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Drag Her under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, bring back our break.
Ah, it's back. Crystal brought it back to the children, and now we're seeing the first run of looks from the red, white, and blue bowl. Red Hot Resort is the prompt. Oh my God, talk about
yes.
it. Speak on it. Diet
okay, so for my pearl promo look, this pearl necklace that Betty's wearing, I forgot that at home, and I was supposed to wear that with my thing too, and
really?
Just scrolled it to my neck. But at least
you wore
made
like
it to TV.
A bunch of pearls, like a big, big, big pearl thing around your neck. Oh, so you were gonna wear this and it didn't make
I
it.
I had more that I forgot a bag at home, and that big, big, chunky one was supposed to go all the way up to the neck. Yeah. But she looks so fun on this.
I love this.
So her head, these pigtails
yes.
are like two little film canisters that we spray painted and then shoved hair into, and then she super glued it to her bald head.
Oh, I fucking love it. I love it.
So cute.
It is giving me Angelica Pickles went to Mew Mew. It is awesome. It is with a splash of that American Horror Story character who I can't remember. It's
Peppa.
It's very Peppa. This
is that the name? I think that's what it is.
It might be Pepper or whatever. Yeah. I love
Peppa Pig.
This.
That's what okay. She looks so cute. The scariest child.
It is scary. She is tall. But this print is awesome, and the way it's gathered in the middle, puss.
Yeah.
Chirp.
She made it.
Ugh.
I was there.
I love that. The whole thing? The whole time, Daniel?
I think so.
I love it.
I think I sewed some of it, but she like cut everything out and pinned it. I just like.
I live. What about Angeria in this red doll moment?
This is what I have to. What that's where I'm like resort wear. What is resort wear? The dress
it's
is
so
cute.
Made up.
Dress is cute. Big baby doll. Tool. Love it. I don't know what resort wear means then.
I don't know either. I think it's made up. I think it honestly means what can you not wear anywhere else? Like, you know what I mean?
It's like also. I feel like there's an element of like daytime. Like you have to be able to wear it in the day.
That's what I think in my mind. Or it's almost like cocktail hour. But that's what also cocktail is so vague when they're like cocktail is the category. You're like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
So for resort, would I wear it at a ski lounge or a yacht? I don't know, but it's cute.
I mean,
it's a chirp.
I would chirp it and I would say it's great for a murder because, you know, you can get blood everywhere and people will never know.
Wow. Genius.
Easy cleanup. Genius. Yeah, it's a chirp. I'm really enjoying this.
Chirp.
I like it. It's not reinventing anything. I like it. Deja Sky red with the lavender wig kind of. This is a very harem pant-esque.
This is
moment.
More like a formal tee. You know?
Mm-hmm. It's daytime. More I'm going to meet the Duchess. It's very that.
Yeah, I think it's fun that she paired it with this. Kind of purpley hair.
I like that color combo too. It's different.
Yeah, it's dramatic.
Yeah. I like it. It's a little bit Beyonce Lemonade. I like it. It's not like changing drag, but I think it's a chirp.
Yeah, I like it. And I'm obsessed with her eyelashes.
Ooh, chunky. Chunky yet funky.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
What about Jasmine Kennedy giving you crab lady? Giving you lobster downs?
Okay. I need more of a story, I think, than just, I have crab hands.
Wait, it's a little... She could... Go ahead.
I have nothing. I don't know how to fix it. You go.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of your fun devil look, right? You did that devil look pretty early on in season 12.
Okay.
I feel like that this should be a little more devil-y or like a little bit more Powerpuff Girls, Satan man. I don't know. It's a little bit disconnected to me.
Yeah, like even if there was like a little crab detailing on the center of the boob or.
Yes.
I don't know. Like bitch, add more crab features.
Put a sand bucket on that head. I don't know.
Yeah, something. Oh, that would be cute. Or like a little
that
updo.
That could be cute. Yeah.
The bucket on top.
Yes. I think so. It's fine. Do I chirp or burp this? Because I mean, the rest of it is, I mean, this is resort wear and that's the problem. See, this is why
it's
this is
resort
a trick.
Wear.
But that's why it's a trick. It's, you're actually wearing resort wear and I think I'm bored.
I think it's really cute. I think she maybe, I don't know. Maybe I want a bag. Maybe instead of the claws. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm a chirp. Because it's resort.
Yeah, but I'm also going to add that bag with the claws, even funnier. If she had a purse and she couldn't get into it, even
and
funnier.
And she couldn't get her sunscreen on?
Yes. Bitch.
Or it was like butter. She was like buttering herself up.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to murp it. I don't really care about it. Georges.
That's not the game. The game is here for burp.
Okay, I burp it then. I burp it. Thank you for calling me. Honestly, sis, thank you for calling me out, keeping me
keeping
grounded.
You
Georges in this tiny, gorgeous red dress and big old hair.
Okay, so this dress doesn't read, like I was talking, it doesn't read daytime to me.
No.
But she's hot.
She's hot. But it's very Eurovision slut. And I mean that as a compliment. is it a resort look? I don't know. I'll trip it. I don't know. I'm torn.
I'm going to be controversial because I haven't been burping anything and I'm just going to burp it.
I think that's probably the right move.
Just because it's not
so
for me
simple.
A resort look.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right. It's so nothing. Okay, yeah. She's gorgeous. Lady Camden. She's hot.
Okay, I was talking about this one so much because I couldn't decide it if I hated it or if I loved it.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I think it's my favorite resort look so far.
Shut up.
Okay, but hear me out. The scarf and the hair, so cute. But I want her to take those earrings off because you wouldn't. No. And then everything else would be fine. Although I don't know if would you have gold sequin stuff for a resort
It's a
look?
Little too Assassin's Creed for me. Like, I don't.
But it's also drag.
Yeah, but I don't. It's not speaking to me.
Okay, but Assassin's Creed statement I see, and I maybe like it more.
I'm
going to chirp it. I like
burp
it. That's her real leg. That's her real smooth leg.
I mean, she looks good. I just have to burp it because I didn't get it.
I see it. I get it. It's a polarizing piece.
It's polarizing. And, you know, at least it's memorable. You know what I mean? There's looks here that I won't remember, but I'll think about this in a couple of weeks, just tossing and turning 3 a.m.
at night.
Yeah, my boyfriend will wake up and he'll find me just like in the bathroom obsessively, like clipping my nails. He's like, what are you doing? And I'll say, thinking of Lady Camden's red resort look. burp it. I don't know. I don't get it. Metamorphosis. Red picnic palazzo moment.
Yes. I mean, it is a daytime. It reads day.
It reads day.
It reads daytime, girl.
I mean, daytime JCPenney.
She mentioned it was one of the first things she ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe if she's been doing drag for 5 years, she could make a better jumpsuit now.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think so. And she said she made this. Or it could be accessorized with something.
I don't think that's the answer. I think it needs to be just redone and it'll fit her better. You know?
Diva, you're right. Yeah, I'm going to burp it.
But it's day. It reads day.
It's pretty. Her makeup
is
like good.
And I like the print.
I like the hair. But I have to burp it. It's a little too... You know what it is? It is like every girl on TikTok who's like, I have the easiest brownie recipe and I hate it, but maybe you'll like it. It's very that, you know?
You're on Straight Talk?
No, I found Straight Talk. It's like, this oatmeal recipe is so easy and the kids just really go for it. Yeah, I'm on Straight Talk, I guess.
I solely am only on Cringe Talk. If it doesn't make me cringe, I'm not interested.
Interesting.
Okay.
Speaking
of cringing,
true crime?
This look... It's a burp.
Wait, is Cringe Talk include like true crime? Or are you just talking about like people like who accidentally like trip on an open cabinet door? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, my TikTok is exclusively like videos of people that like maybe it has like 2 likes and I don't like it because I don't want people to know that I'm in on the secret. Sometimes I like check people's accounts I don't even follow because there's just gems of people that I like, but I don't want anyone else to know about.
Right. I get that. TikTok is still figuring out who I am because I am all over the place. I like dogs, true crime. I definitely like the weirdest things in the world. Like it's interesting. But and Straight Talk apparently. I'm hard to pin down.
Yeah.
And okay, well we have to keep going. We're back to the hide and chic ball, and now we're going to see some leopard evening wear, Diva. And we have Alyssa Hunter.
Hot. It's
I love
hot.
It.
It's hot. It. And like I said, I really like her face. I would never wear this in my life, but I think it's good on her.
I think you could pull something like this off. I bet you would make it weirder. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I could wear it, but I wouldn't.
You would look. Like, I love this.
It's not what my mind would go to. So I like it. You know,
it's very Cruella. I gotta chirp it. I love it. I mean,
it is. I chirp it as well.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. The drive of queer people to put stupid shit on their heads and call it fashion is amazing. And I'm here for it. I'm like here for it. Like, yes, bitch, put a Dorito on your head and tell me it's a hat. I live.
Those two little pieces of hair on her face, on Alyssa's face. Mm-hmm. I love that. So cute.
It's hot. I love the
little
shapes.
Details.
And I'll say this is the way to do a weird shoulder. Like, right, we're done with the Lady Gaga shoulders. Do some weird pointy outward shoulders.
Yeah. Bosco. Just let them droop down a little bit.
Yeah. Bosco giving, I think, like a mixture of ocelot and I don't know, my prince, cheetah, maybe, I don't know, a bra, and then a sort of a culotte and such. What do you think?
Okay. I like pants, obviously. Evening, I feel like it could read more evening somehow, but if I were to style this look, I would take off the choker. I would add gold little patterns to the gloves, going bigger to smaller. And then I would add like a brown boot because I don't like it when you can see skin.
Period. Period.
Ever.
Ever.
But I think it's cute, but I'm going to merp it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. She does look great. I mean, she's really serving the simple kind of silhouettes. It's kind of a facet of her drag, it feels like. Not like bad simple, but very like pared down. I kind of want to chirp it. I'm going to chirp it. I don't know why. It spoke to me.
Yeah, do what you feel is right.
Work. Willow pill. Giving.
There is no wrong way to chirp and merp or burp.
No, there isn't. Wait a second. I'm going to call you out. You told me I can't merp. So well, is it a chirp or a burp,
Diva?
I know,
but I was just doing what you were doing. You were doing a lot of merps.
No. Okay, no, keep fine. It real. Keep it real.
I'm going to chirp it because I would wear it if. Just differently.
Yeah.
I'm a chirp it.
Okay, work. Willow pill, very Linda Evangelista, truly 90s fashion.
Yeah.
Cute. I love it.
Love the black on black. Love the gold. There's so much little details.
And I like that I don't know what her drag is yet. I don't, which it's a good thing. She's keeping me guessing.
Yeah, it's classic.
Classic. I gotta chirp it.
Yeah, I'm chirping it too.
Yeah. I like this. Carrie Colby, spinning hat, purple cheetah leopard.
She's a spinner, baby. Yeah.
You're a spinner.
I love everything about it. I love the headpiece that it moves. The print of the leopard is so pretty on the purple. Mm-hmm. And then like the giant belt with the huge buckle. And then her shoes even have the same print with like that giant ruffles on the back.
Mm-hmm. And I like that like big belts can be tacky, but this is now so big, it jumped over tacky.
Uh-huh. It's her entire waist. It's so good.
It's so good. It's a big
look. That slit in the back goes all the way up to her ass.
Oh my god! It's her fucking hole. It's truly her hole.
So good.
Those shoes are so dumb. Like
the
so
shoes
dumb.
Are everything to me. They sell it.
It is. There's a fucking pom pom on the back of each heel. It is so dumb. She's gorgeous. Chirp.
Chirp.
Cornbread. Black, sinewy lady. It's almost like Hogwarts leopard in a way.
Okay. It's not the category is leopard print evening wear.
Yes.
And I think that maybe it should be leopard print all over and black in the middle.
Yeah, I could see that for us. This is not my favorite. I like cornbread a whole lot, but this isn't great. I'm going to burp it.
I love her. The hair is cute. It's just not leopard enough. So yeah. Burp.
Yeah.
Burp.
Orion Story giving, you know, a lot of stuff. My God.
Giving a lot of things. So one of the things he said he was giving was Xena Warrior Princess, and I'm not seeing it. No. I think the dress is cute. Maybe just the hair kind of covers up some of the details or something. I think it just needs different hair and then it would be fine.
Your titties out sometimes. It's giving me Pussycat Dolls, but Nicole Scherzinger doesn't let me talk. You know, I'm one of those that cannot be
seen. Yes, just one of the girls in the back.
Yeah. I'm going to burp it because I'm confused, but it's not bad.
No, like not- I kind of like the dress. I think it's just, I don't know. I'm going to burp it because I don't love it. Mm-hmm. But I don't hate it. I don't hate
True.
It by any means.
Sure. June Jambalaya. Come on, June. She's having a hard time with her with the pants. But idea of it.
She had one little minor slip up and she should have just pulled them up high and like strutted down. But that clip, they cut to Carson's face. I was like, that's a little bit much. I'm like, she
it's a little
barely,
much, Diva.
She barely like missed a step. And
they love doing that though.
Yeah.
They love doing that.
It's a lot of fabric, a lot of fabric, a lot of leopard.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe she should take off those little black sleeves because it's not leopard print. And then we could see more skin and it would be sexier.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
You think of this though?
Yeah. Because, you got a bit of a wee. I think I would... I think I might would chirp that. I like the flowiness of it.
I'm gonna chirp it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna chirp it. For evening wear, it was a lot of leopard. Cute hair.
Yes. Cute hair. Okay, let's talk about Diabetti being the leader of her own cult in this white gown. Talk to me.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. It's giving us very Lady Gaga, the Countess, mixed with who's that girl in Death Becomes Her with the boobs and the necklaces?
Meryl Streep?
You know
the Italian lady who's like...
Yeah, you are talking about her sister, blonde, you know?
Yes.
Very that.
Oh, what's her name? Rosalini. Isabella Rosalini. Very her.
I think it's so funny that she's like, evening gown, I'm at home in bed. I mean, no one else did it, so it's cute.
It's fascinating. Like, at first I was like, I was wanting like a little pop here and there, but then I became obsessed with, you know, the clarity of the statement.
I'm obsessed that she's going to bed, but still wearing fishnet tights.
That is horny. I'm telling you, I am joining this cult. I mean, this is the Gagsboro Baptist Church, and I am here for it.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
Yeah, she's stone. Love the hair.
Those big old bitties. Tickle bitties.
Oh, my God, those jumbie tumblies. I live. Ingeria Paris, but my cults.
Okay, but are we chirping that?
Oh, yeah. Already,
okay.
Yeah, I was screaming chirp. I was screaming chirp. I was screaming chirp.
I just got
chirp.
So mesmerized, I forgot why we were even here.
Yeah, it's really good. And like, look, I'll say it again. I really like that she's coming back with a winning attitude, not like a, well, I guess I'm here. It's very just like, I'm here. Give me a bug.
Let me eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, Carson said this is one of the best runways to ever walk down the runway.
That's a little dramatic.
But whenever he explained it as being like a televangelist for an alien spaceship, I was like, okay, that's funny though.
Yeah, that made me like it more, where it's like,
oh,
Martians,
it definitely did.
Give us your dollars or else Jesus won't come back. Yeah, I'm here for that.
Because Angie, she's like classic, it's clean, beautiful,
yes.
Like, duh.
It's a chirp. And
it's a chirp.
It actually very much reminds me of something Jada would wear, honestly. Like, this almost reminds me of her Purple Rain outfit, just a little bit.
I'm trying to think of that. And maybe, yeah, mixed with Carrie's purple leopard look because she had that headpiece.
Very that. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, very yeah. that. It's a chirp. Deja Sky, white woman. And I mean, it's a white woman walking into her veterinarian office.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There was a part where she was describing this look and she's like, hands on waist, delivering this look. And that was like all she commented about it, other than that it was pants. I was like, okay.
Hands on waist, delivering this look.
I mean, it's yeah. cute. I like the necklace. I mean, I love pants.
Yeah, they're good. It's not amazing, though. I mean, honestly, I'm going to call my own drag out. It looks a little bit like a jacket I bought on Amazon, like where it has like the holes in the jacket. I'll be fair and burp it.
No more Amazon on the runway.
No more Amazon. I don't want to see any fucking Amazon.
You're going to be fair and burp it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to burp it too.
Okay.
But like I said, I love her eyelashes.
Yes. She's, I mean, and nothing is wrong with it. It just was like, to me, when you're like, I don't know, give me something a little bit fresher than just than that. A little bit new.
White evening gown is I think white evening gown is harder than animal.
Right? Because how do you not do a wedding dress, right? How do you be like, this is not a wedding dress. I have to do another wedding dress after this.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Okay,
Jasmine Kennedy. Does this read evening gown?
No, this is a pageant. This is a dance outfit.
It's a little, I feel like it's a little too short or something. I don't know. For evening. I don't know what that means.
I
think it's more of a daytime look, even though it's covered in gems and jewels. Is that crazy?
I mean, yeah, well, it is crazy because we're crazy. Like drag queens are crazy. Like,
yeah,
like whatever. It's all made up, but I mean, this is not a day. Wearing
nothing
ostrich feathers in the day. It's crazy. Nothing is real. But I hear what you're saying.
Nothing is real.
It's a chirp.
And I'm gonna,
meet the prompt and I'm going to chirp it.
I'm going to burp it.
Okay. Fair. There. It does not meet the prompt.
I'm a stickler for the prompt, okay?
Thank you. What about Georges then, huh? What is she giving?
Oh. She's giving it. This is cute.
She's giving.
It's clean. Those little gloves with the bows on the end are my favorite.
I love it.
And it's just like simple and cute. And the hair is good. She has good hair.
She has moist hair. Really moist. Yeah, okay, it's a chirp. Lady Obsessed Camden chirp. Giving sort of a white swan ballet. What the fuck is this?
She mentioned at some point that like there was always an element of tackiness to her drag, which I see, and as someone who also has a little bit of tacky drag, I like it. I think that ribbon around her head is like really fun, especially from certain angles.
It is funny. She looks like an evil Pokemon gym trainer. And that's
sure.
With this like weird, like the fashion sense of Pokemon is like, people don't wear that. I guess I'm going to chirp it. I don't know. Why not?
I chirp it. I like this one.
It's weird. I like it. Metamorphosis giving us stars, moons, balloons, horseshoes, and clovers. What is happening on this day?
When she walked out, like it did bring me joy. There is something there that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's cool. Like she kind of stepped out of the box with the makeup. But for me, I think maybe to help it a little bit, instead of the white lining, to do maybe like a gold so you can see her body.
Yeah.
And then she needs to like cinch so tight so that's all you see is like, oh my God, her waist is a little.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. It's too Godspell for me. It is something about it is very 70s stage play. It's giving me Cats and not in a good way. I have to burp it. I'm confused.
Okay. I'm going to chirp it.
Okay,
because work. I think it's interesting. It has lining. The whole cape has lining. The headpiece seems, I like a little bit of height up there. It's I'm doing it. Say, it just could be a little nicer, I guess.
I think the lining was black or another color, I might live a little bit more, but it's kind of all too white for me.
Which was the prompt, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Fair. Okay. Oh my God. We have to get through these. I'm taking too much of your time because there's so many looks. So we need to chirp and burp these wedding looks. Okay. Let's get into it. Alyssa Hunter, Jungle Wedding.
You go first.
I'll burp it. I mean, it's kind of an awkward cut on the hips. I like the ideas. I don't hate the ideas, but if I have to chirp or burp it, I guess I would burp it because the hemline okay. is so strange.
I'm also going to have to burp it because I think there are ideas in there that I see, like the cutouts mm-hmm. on the nude bodysuit. I want them to be like tiger print pattern or like cheetah print dots or something. Like the placement of them, I don't understand why they're there.
Right. So
that's why I'm going to burp.
I'm going to say titties up. Really gorgeous, though.
Yes.
Next, Bosco. I love this.
But is it bridal?
Honey, is it David's bridal? Is it David's? Is it David's? But is it David's? It works for me. It gives me sexy cougar, pun intended. It gives me cougar bride, honestly. I like it.
This is like what Carol Baskins would wear.
100%.
I'm going to chirp it, but because I like it. But I don't know. I'm having a hard time with the bridal.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Do people get married in animal print? They have to.
Oh, definitely. Some lunatic for sure.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Nothing. Nothing. I was thinking of something else. It's a chirp for me, but I understand a critique of it, but I thought it was a very nice silhouette. Willow Pill. What about this pantsuit?
Okay,
moment?
Willow sells this to me, and I also, I know that I was just saying that Bosco's wasn't bridal, and maybe this isn't bridal, but it is bridal to me. She sells mm-hmm. it to me as bridal.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, especially over the shoulder, how there's like, there's different colors of the cheetah print flowing down, you see, is it like, mm-hmm. as she turns, it's so cool.
It's a big risk, and because I couldn't tell if the judges were going to live or die, but they lived. So,
and she did a veil in a way that no one else did over just her eyes.
Yeah, that's really cute. I mean, that's puss. Yeah, I'll chirp it for sure. She did that thing. Kara Colby. Okay.
Burp,
bitch. Come on. We don't have to talk about this. Let's move on. This is a burp.
Yeah, it's okay.
Love her. She's stunning in every way.
She doesn't sew her own clothes. And no. I'm not mad at her for that.
And she almost looks like she's preparing for a cold night in the woods. You know, like the amount of textiles on her. It looks like she's bundling
literally,
up.
I'm like, why does she look like she's trying to bundle up to brave a winter storm? Like, what is going on?
Oh, God. Cornbread is next. And it's a burp for me, girl. This is strange.
Yeah, very burp. But, very burp. You know, she sold it. She gave a lot of face and eyes.
Lot of faith. She gave a snake in every cutaway.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't love the purple, pink, and blue. But you know what? She sold it like, you know, they had a problem with June, who did not sell her look.
And she, they constructed these. She made a dress. So.
Yeah. Orion.
Okay. I kind of live for this. Am I crazy?
No, it's not bad. It's better than
June. I
think
she needs to take the gloves off.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were like, I don't understand the little strappy bits, I'm like, it looks like her bra is hanging down. Like,
yeah.
That's what I see, which I see that woman. I like the bow on the back. I think it's really good.
I have to chirp it. I don't mind the strappy things. I think it's pretty well tailored to her body.
Yeah, she's I'm tripping pretty. It. And those little details she did on the cup of like the underneath.
Uh-huh.
That seems like it could be hard.
Yeah, I liked it. I got to chirp it.
Yeah, I chirp it too.
June Jambalaya. Okay.
Poor June, baby.
Poor June. This wasn't very good. She was struggling.
Okay. Well, she did add a little leaf detailing on her heels.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny to me that they were telling her to look at details and then she added so many, like when she moved her bouquet and there were like little crystals. I'm like, why are you not showing off all this?
Yeah, I am.
It's going to be a burp, but
it's a burp. It's a burp.
I feel end like she could have sold it. She could have sold it. She could have made it a chirp. She just didn't.
She could have. It was clear she didn't like the idea. She's like running away from the runway. It happens. Let's talk about Daya. Daya's red, white, and blue.
Oh my gosh. I hate this hair so much. And I'm allowed to say that.
Like hate, hate, not hate, love. You hate it.
I just hate it. But Betty like did all my hair for the show. And so like, I know she can do hair. And so my guess is that she wanted to do a dress and hair all in like, and it just became too much.
Uh-huh. You think it's like all flooding together or kind of running together a bit?
Maybe. I think so. Like I get the big hair because it's like the 80s in the reference, but I just need it gone. Otherwise, the outfit isn't the best, but it is bright. I mean, is it bridal? I guess it's bridal.
It's like, I think she said too, she's like, it's very like wedding. What's it, what are they called? Bridesmaids. It is a little more bridesmaid.
Yeah.
It worked for me. It is crazy. But to me, she crazied it in a very purposeful way as opposed to some of the unfocused crazy on this runway.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I have to, I would chirp it. But yeah, there is a lot going on. It's a lot. It's a lot. And
you're
we
chirping.
Can all agree. I have to chirp it. I have to chirp it. What do you think? I mean, she's your sister. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
This is my sister. I can do whatever I want. And because of that, I have very high expectations and I'm going to burp it.
Okay, work. And you know what? Like, that and that's what? That's love. That's family.
That
that's,
is. I'm a sister.
You're a sis.
I give my opinion.
Yeah. What about Andrea Paris and Michaels?
She looks so good.
She's so pretty.
Those little stones, what are, I keep trying to figure out what they are. Are they just individual stones? They look almost like stickers. They almost look 2D.
Yeah, I don't love the design in the middle of the dress. That to me is a little weird. It feels a little kindergarten, like I found one sticker and I'm going to put it everywhere.
I wish maybe parts of it had extended onto the back. But I like it. It's pretty.
I would still chirp it. It is so gorgeous.
I would chirp
it for
sure.
She knows how to be gorgeous, but it's not. I won't remember it. I'll tell you that. I won't remember it.
That's fair. What?
Yeah. What about Deja Sky? She's the seamstress.
I think that this might be one of the stronger looks out of all the bridal looks.
Yeah.
Like she obviously knew like how to do this silhouette and how to use this fabric. I think maybe my only complaint would be I wish there was a veil.
Yeah, I could see that. For some reason,
because right now
sash.
it reads like Lady Liberty.
Yes, you're
not,
right.
I'm getting married.
Like, I agree. That sleeve bitch is so rich. It owns its own house, its own neighborhood. I like it. The snatch details were a little strange for me, and I can't tell why. I didn't like the sash in front that much.
I think it's because the dress is like so well done, and the I feel like the draping of that, maybe there just wasn't enough fabric or something.
Bingo.
It's not
bingo.
Like giving us everything, but I
it's
mean,
almost taking
it's
away
a chirp
from the detail.
For me. It's still a chirp for me, but she needs a veil, and then it's bride.
Yeah, you're right. It's a chirp. It's a chirp. It's a chirp. It's a chirp. It's fine. Jasmine Kennedy.
Yeah, it is.
Jasmine Kennedy giving you, this is pageant, Mamba. This is not wedding. This is pageant.
I don't understand a thing that's happening on this
Girl,
outfit.
I was going to say Miss Congeniality. It really is your one in a million. U.S., U.S.A. I don't know. This is crazy. I have to burp this. This is madness.
Because, like, the blue pattern is mesh. It's all nude or something. Right. And so then the cutouts are all, like, nonsensical.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a burp.
I mean, it fits her nicely. I think the design maybe just needed some rethinking. Yeah. I'm going to burp Jasmine as well.
Yeah. What about Georges giving you, I am naked, but I'm going to my wedding?
Again, I think a veil could have made it maybe read more wedding. I get that there's hot women that wear gowns like this.
On sure. But do we want to be them?
No.
No, we don't. I don't want to be the South Beach girl at my wedding. It's a burp. It's a burp. It's pretty messy, too.
It's a burp, yeah. Sorry, Georgie.
Sorry, Gorge. Lady Camden! Graffiti wedding dress. Now, no, this is a burp. I hate this.
Okay.
This is terrible.
You know, she did that wire thing around her in the last look, so I don't think she needed to add that cheap little garland around her for this.
I agree.
The texture and the, like, it looks like she was spray painting, sewing fabric on top of itself. Like, the texture that she's adding to the gown, I think, is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just needs to take that other thing off, because it doesn't make sense. And then I think it's a chirp. And the veil. And I know I've told everyone needs to have a veil. She needs to take that veil off.
You are chaos. I love it. Okay, it's a burp for me.
I'm going to chirp it.
Okay. I don't know. Maddie,
I like the pattern. I like the design she did.
I didn't, and I want to know more of her point of view, Lady Camden. I don't know who you are yet. Maddie Morphosis. Wedding dress is not good.
Oh, God, it's not. But look at these gloves. Are those not Georges's gloves that she wore during her white runway?
Oh, conspiracy. I think you got to the bottom of a conspiracy.
I think that those have to be Georgie's gloves.
You might be right. You're probably right.
I'm a stylist. I have an eye for these things. Yeah.
I think you're right. And she was just like, please, girl. And then Georges saw her outfit and she's like, you need the help, Diva. Take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really bad. Like, it's not really bad, but it's just plain bad.
I believe that someone would wear this to a wedding.
Again, a wedding we would not be welcome to,
but because I wouldn't want to go there. Yeah, you're right.
It would be a MAGA only wedding.
So it's a burp, Maddie. It's a burp,
Maddie, but I like the ideas. Your hair and your face look great. Wow, that was that. And now we have to just talk about this lip sync and let you go, because my God, this is too long.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Crystal.
Really feeling it.
We were feeling our oats. Crystal, can we talk about it? I'm going to say something mean and then you can disagree with me. That's the game we'll play.
Okay, or you say something mean and then I say something mean.
Okay. This lip sync against June Jambalaya. Of course, Willow Pill wins. Work. Gag. June Jambalaya and Maddie Morphosis are in the bottom. And I think we witnessed one of the worst lip syncs in Drag Race history.
Okay, I wrote down most awkward lip sync in a while.
Yeah. This was chaos. And, you know, I was out the face of it. I'm like, oh my God, a Kylie song. We have a queer artist performing a Kylie song. In your head, you go, oh, the queer, I'm sorry. This is kind of cruel to Maddie. The queer artist is going to understand this song a little bit better.
Yeah. Poor thing. You could just see the implosion happen.
This was a mess.
Yeah.
It was weird for a million reasons. Everyone exploded. I would say both of them did not win the lip sync. But I thought
I think that the second that June took those shoes off, Rue refused to look at June and was like, okay, Maddie, if you can make me laugh.
Yeah.
From now between the end of the song.
Yeah.
You got it.
This is something Rue's been saying since season 4. Keep your fucking shoes on.
She said, oh my God, the shoes. Like, how many times does Rue have to say that she doesn't want you to take your wig off, have a visible bra or a nipple, or take your shoes off? None of that.
This was bad. This literally reminded me of Rugrats. Like,
and you know, Rugrats in Paris, where they're like doing something they're not, you know, you're like, no, what are you doing on the Eiffel Tower? You'll kill yourself. Like, these children are playing in the mud and it's not good.
Yeah, it was, it was at least, you know, you couldn't look away.
Couldn't look away. Here's another mean thing I'll say. Watching Maddie try to do this gay song, it felt like watching a Hufflepuff trying to speak in Parseltongue. It like felt unnatural. It just didn't work. Didn't work. It was crazy.
Okay, but there's a part where Maddie was starting to feel her Jantasy, and that is when Rue was like, and Rue was like, yes. So I think, you know, Rue is really trying to turn Maddie into a full-on LGBT member.
She is. There was that weird moment where he's like flustered in front of a go-go boy.
Oh, in front of the Bruno.
Yes. Yeah.
Bruno does that to anyone, you know?
I mean, that body, adi-adi. I thought June could have won. I think June won, honestly, because I was loving the fantasy she was giving in the face. But my God, all the errors she made in the wardrobe.
Yeah, she's a performer. She said she loves to perform. That's obvious. But yeah, you just can't do a few of those.
You can't.
No nos on TV.
No, it didn't happen. But it begs the question. If no one wins a lip sync, but someone wins, did it ever happen? That's my question.
Oh my gosh. Well.
And that's just for philosophy.
I guess, yeah. Think about that on your own.
I would have sent both of these divas home, but you know, I'm a mean, bad person. I'm a mean, bad person. Yeah. And I'll own that.
I've heard that from many people.
Yes. I love it. Crystal, you are perfect. Remind us where we can support you before we say ta-ta.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Crystal Method. Follow me on social media. I think I'm going to start producing internet content because...
Yes.
I have nothing else going on other than like making beautiful clothes and hair. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just watch me, see what I do next. I just made my list of things I want to do in 2022. And okay. There's some fun things on there. I'm not going to tell you what they are because it's kind of personal, but okay. I'm going to like do some cool things.
Oh my, I mean, I cannot wait. You are really such a treat. You are wonderful, creative, and you're a fucking on-time queen. I mean, I can't wait to see what you do next. I want to see you like, do you want to act more or write more? Does that intrigue you?
Oh, this diva might be moving to LA to pursue some of those things.
You should. You should. I mean, I don't know. You're so talented. You have a million. You have the whole damn world is your oyster. I also think you should sell a line of vomiting plushie birds. Like, I think that could be good merch.
Yeah, that could be. I'm actually in talks with a puppeteer to try and figure out how to make a vomiting puppet. So.
Work.
Here
okay,
we
great.
Are.
We're putting that in the universe. Okay, Crystal, you're fucking the best. I just want to say thank you all listeners who are listening. If you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. Give us a 5-star review because it keeps the fucking lights on. Ooh, it helps us. It helps us so much. I am reading your 5-star reviews and your mean ones. Go off, democracy. You can express yourself however you want. Honestly, I'm here for it. But here's one 5-star one about last week's episode. They solved it. This was the Middle Eastern issue. Such a fabulous episode with Jackie and Rachel today. A really great group. Thank you, Jill 3434. You make me twerk. Yeah, and leave us one about today's ep, and we'll read it next week.
Yeah, tell them how pretty I sound.
You sound pretty, bitch. I'll say that. Okay, till next time. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.